I think we shook them up for a little bit. And, you know, they've shown the class by every time we've actually made them wobble, they've gone down the other end and hurt us. I think there's a lot of today which showed a little bit what we're about, and a lot of it was reflected what we're normally good at, and, you know, and we're normally strong in both boxes set piece wise. And today, for some unknown reason, every time they got a set piece, we look vulnerable, which, if you look at the stature of the team, that shouldn't be the case. Whether one or two players never took responsibility. Now, the first goal's a bit of a killer because, you know, Flinney's been elbowed. He's gone off, got stitched up, and, you know, his man's caused us the problems. And, you know, you still look at Earl, you look at Matty McNeil, who's come back, Kevley. They've got enough to actually deal with the situation, but it wasn't to be. But as I said, I'm not going to criticise the players. You know, they give us a great day out, and that's what it's been. It's been a great day out. We might have progressed, but we haven't. You know, the club's made a lot of money out of it, which is important. You know, and we've just got to get back to basics, and that's playing Bath City. And, you know, first off, Barrow in the Lancashire Cup on Tuesday.
Did you think for a split second there that there was a glimmer of hope that you could actually, especially when it gets to 2-2, do you think you could actually push on from there?
Yeah, I think the second equaliser was, you know, you just start believing, you think something's going to happen, and then, you know, for them to just go straight back down the other end and score, it's, you know, it's a real kick in the teeth. But as I said, you know, we were never going to win the FA Cup. We've enjoyed it. We've enjoyed the media attention. I think the players have conducted themselves, you know, the staff have conducted themselves in a really good manner. You know, I don't think anyone's let the football club down in any way, shape or form. And, you know, I said, you know, just go out and have a drink now and enjoy the day.
What have you made of the last couple of weeks? Because it's been quite frenetic, hasn't it, at times? I suppose like the beginning of that second half.
No, I think reality, you always question what players can play at what levels. And, you know, you tend to find players that are playing at a level which suits them. You'll always get someone who'll come through the ranks who's too good for you, which we've had, you know, a few of them in the last few years. And it was nice to see them here watching as well. You know, the one standout performer to us was Paul Barrett, who did look a cut above, didn't look out of place at playing against the opposition he was playing against.
Causing problems on either side, didn't he, on the right and the left?
Yeah, and then obviously, to be honest, if you look at the others, you know, they looked what they are, good, honest, non-league players.
So where do you go from here? What can you do from this point onwards and upwards in the league?
Yeah, we just enjoy today. Enjoy today, move on, as I said, get everyone right. Some lads need 90 minutes, which they'll get against Barrow on Tuesday. And then, you know, we've got to be right for Bath, which becomes a massive game. And if we can get 3 points against Bath, you know, as I said, we'll be sitting nice and pretty mid-table.